Committee on Rules for February, Tuesday, February 18th. Okay, and open a work session on House Bill 4071. Erin, will you let us know what that is?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 4071 directs Oregon Historical Society to raise funds and commission statue of Mark Hatfield to be placed in National Statuary Hall in the United States Capitol, and directs the return of the statue of Jason Lee and after it's replaced with Mark Hatfield. It directs Oregon Historical Society to provide the return for Jason Lee statue to be suitable location in Salem, establishes National Statuary Hall Review Task Force to study and make recommendations to retain or replace Oregon statues in National Statuary Hall collection. This measure was heard yesterday in committee. There is no revenue impact. A fiscal impact statement was issued. We have no amendments on the measure.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 4071 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Hovey moves House Bill 4071 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? No. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Barnhart?
Aye.
Representative Berger?
Aye.
Representative Parker?
Aye.
Representative Jensen?
No.
Representative Kennemer?
No.
Representative Smith Warner?
Aye.
Vice Chair Hicks?
Aye.
Vice Chair Holby?
No.
Chair Hoyle?
Aye.
The motion passes, and Representative Williamson and Gilliam will be the carriers. Close the work session. And open work session on our favorite bill, House Bill 4110A. Erin, can you explain where we are with this bill?
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 4110A. A was heard yesterday in committee, at which time we did adopt the -A4 amendment, which establishes approval for biosimilar product to be approved through the second Food and Drug Administration approval process. The underlying bill that came to us prohibits insurer from denying reimbursement under health plan benefit for covered services provided to pre-adjudicated person in custody of county sheriff, requires insurer to reimburse county sheriff for covered services at no less than out-of-network provider rates. You have today before you a -A11 amendment. The A11 amendment requires the Oregon Health Insurance Exchange Board of Directors or Executive Director to post and make available on their websites any findings regarding independent audit or review, investigation, and implementation of quality control. It also changes the dates back 6 months for their ongoing audits. You also have a -A12 amendment. The A12 amendment creates an Oregon Health Authority staffed work group to study exclusions and other limitations applicable to the coverage of certain groups or certain health services in the health insurance market and self-insured health plans in the state. We do have a no revenue impact on the -A12s. We do have a fiscal statement on the -A12 amendment before you today.
Yes, thank you. Madam Chair, I move the -A11 amendments into House Bill 4110.
Okay, Vice Chair Hicks moves to adopt the A11 amendment to 4110. Is there any discussion? Okay, will the clerk call the roll?
Representative Barnhart?
No.
Representative Berger?
Aye.
Representative Parker?
No.
Representative Jensen?
Aye.
Representative Kennemer?
Aye.
Representative Smith Warner?
No.
Vice Chair Hicks?
Aye.
Vice Chair Holby?
No.
Chair Hoyle?
No.
Okay, having not received the required votes, the amendment is not adopted.
Okay. Madam Chair, I move to adopt the -12 amendment to House Bill 4110A.
Vice Chair Holvey moves to adopt the -12 amendments to House Bill 4110A. Is there any discussion?
This is the work group.
Discussion? Yes.
Can I just ask a question? Why does anyone want to do this?
To The underlying bill deals with people who have not been adjudicated and the insurance coverage before they get adjudicated, and we want to see if there are any other exclusions that we should be looking at. So if there's no other discussion.
Madam Chair, so this is a complete, we've had so many amendments on this bill
that
I'm a little lost in space. So if you'll indulge me just a moment. If this clearly I'm reading the amendment, and it says that there's going to be a work group.
Right.
And all the other provisions of the bill would go away except for this work group? No.
No.
It was in addition to.
This is in addition to.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to make sure.
Yes.
It's not, no, that's not good.
But it is just reducing it to a work group or in addition to.
No, in addition. Yeah. In addition.
Thank you.
So if there's no further discussion, we'll have a clerk call the roll.
Representative Barnhart?
Madam Chair, this is on the dash 12.
It's on the dash 12.
No objection.
Excuse me. I vote
sorry?
Aye.
We can do objections.
There probably are no objections at this.
Oh, are there any objections?
To moving the dash 12 into the
bill. To moving the dash 12s.
Okay. All right. If there's no objections, then the amendment is adopted.
That's easy.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't.
I'm a new chair.
We're trying to make it easy here.
This is really helpful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 4010A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and the measure be referred to Committee on Ways and Means by prior
reference.
No. Not by prior reference.
Not by prior reference. Vice Chair Holvey moves House Bill 4110 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Well, due pass recommendation and the measure be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Is there any discussion? Yes.
Madam Chair, this is a perfectly good bill. Shouldn't go to Ways and Means. I'm a no.
Okay.
It what?
That's fair. Will the clerk call the roll?
Representative Barnhart?
Aye.
Representative Berger?
No.
Representative Parker?
Aye.
Representative Jensen?
No. Yes. Excuse me.
Representative Kenner?
Can I vote both ways? I guess I'll vote yes.
Representative Smith Warner?
Yes.
Vice Chair Hicks?
No.
Vice Chair Holvey?
Aye.
Chair Hoyle?
Aye. Okay, the motion passes. And that completes our work. We are adjourned.
You have to close the work session.
What?